Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Josh Peterson. Josh is a starting tight end for the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks and is one of the top returning players in the country. Josh, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
To start, Josh, when looking at last season at the tight end position, 9 touchdowns, broke out onto the scene as one of the top tight ends in the entire nation. What do you think allowed you to have so much success last season?
Well, for starters, I had a good quarterback, obviously. And then from there, I had a good complement at running back at ULM to go hand in hand with my game. So teams were having to every week draw up a plan to stop the run game, and then at my position, you know, stop the pass threat down the middle.
And Josh, is there anything that you've been working on specifically during the offseason to help you improve upon last season?
Right now, I'm just focused on my weight. I'm kind of a lighter tight end. I think people kind of at my school, they call me just a bigger receiver. So right now I'm in the weight room and trying to gain a little bit more weight. I'm like 235 right now, hoping to get to 240, 245 by the start of the season.
And with your play, we look at it now, but going back to the beginning at Louisiana Monroe, redshirted to start, how do you think that helped your development?
For me, it was really good because in high school, all I did was, you know, run routes and catch balls. I never blocked really. So for me, becoming a true tight end, it gave me a full year to learn how to be physical and be a help out in the run game, you know, because I kind of had the pass game threat under my belt, but I had to learn how to be a run blocker and a pass game threat second.
And Josh, since redshirting, would you recommend to newer players who are coming in freshman year also redshirting just like you did?
Oh, absolutely. First off, it gives you a jump in the classroom. You know, it gives you those summer credits when you get there. And then for me, it was just no pressure during the school year. I was able to get ahead in my studies, you know, and be eligible for the season that I would have been eligible for to play my first season. So I think it meant a lot to me. And like I said, I'm an undersized tight end, and it gave me a full another year to kind of gain some weight and get stronger.
Talking about from your freshman year to now, even then having matured as a football player, how have your training habits and the way you practice changed over the course of your collegiate career?
I think that's a good question. I think from the start, it was kind of just make a name for yourself, Josh. You know, go out there, do whatever they ask for you, you know, stick your nose in there in the run game and then go up and get every ball. I'm not saying nothing has changed dramatically now, but I'm kind of thinking of the longevity of my career now, and my mindset has kind of changed kind of towards like, okay, if the whole NFL route is possible, you got to start thinking about your rehabilitation, you know, with little injuries and little bumps and bruises. You got to kind of take that more serious and kind of take it to heart and say, hey man, if you want to do this for X more amount of years, then you got to be smart with what you do with your body.
And Josh, one of the most important aspects of football is being able to break down and watch film on your opponents. How have your film studying habits progressed as college has gone on?
Well, if kind of school goes along with that, I had to do an internship my last semester here at ULM, and I was fortunate to do it with my dad with the Eagles. And film study, I was in the coaching operation side of it. So they, you know, coaches, they watch film 24/7, but it kind of taught me, and they taught me how to break down film and how to watch different positions on different sides of the ball. They taught me coverages. So like now with that, just from the school part of it, you know, that kind of gave me a leg up with the knowledge of my football IQ. But, you know, it kind of makes me look at the game different. I can kind of see how teams are playing me or playing our whole offense. And, just week to week, I can see what guys I'm going against at DN or that linebacker that's going to cover me or that safety. But yeah, it's been a big eye opener the last couple months. I've had this internship and I've learned a lot through it.
Josh, we, as you mentioned, father, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. How has he been able to help you in different aspects of football throughout this journey as you've gone from middle school, high school to now college?
Yeah, I know. He's been right there every step of the way, you know. I mean, he's since high school, that's when he was with the Chiefs, right? So he'd get every Friday night off and he'd be at my games. And then through college, obviously he hasn't been able to make most of my games, but he makes like two or three a year, but he'll get all of them online or on TV, which is great. But he'll text me, call me after every game, and he'll tell me what he thinks, and then he'll ask me my thoughts on the game. And I think just from that perspective, you know, and the level he plays at, I think it's kind of not like a huge advantage, but I mean, it benefits me to get prepared and fix what I did that game and carry it into the next week.
And Josh, let's go back to those high school days. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what went into your decision to enroll at ULM?
So in high school, I didn't play my freshman and sophomore year. I was a golfer. So I played 4 years of high school golf, and then started playing football my junior and senior year of high school. We got a new head coach at my high school I was at in Blue Valley, North Kansas. He went to the school and found all the athletes, and he came up to me and said, "Hey man, come try out. If you don't like it, then I'm not going to beg you to stay, but just for my sake, just come try out, you know?" And so I did, and I loved it, stuck with it. Golf kind of faded. I wanted to go to school for golf, you know, and play college golf. But once the football scholarship started rolling in, I was like, "Man, this is kind of cool." So yeah, junior year, I wasn't even a starter. And then here comes senior year, and I finally made my mind up that I wanted to play football in college. And so I took it way more serious. And, you know, I kind of just gave up golf. I played my senior year of golf, but then football was not kind of the main train of thought process. And I did that, stuck with that. ULM came in late my senior year and offered me. And I got family at ULM, you know, and I think I made one of the best decisions for me because I got to move back down south and closer to family. So it's all kind of worked its way, and it's kind of cool to look back and see how it's worked itself out.
I think we have to talk about the idea of coming from that football background, having not played until your junior season, especially at your size. Why weren't you playing football for the high school team? Was it emphasis on golf? What went into that decision?
Yeah, no, that's it. People looked at me. That's one of them. They looked at me and said, "Man, you're a big kid. Like, why aren't you playing football?" You know, that's the first thing. And then secondly, I mean, I was a scratch golfer back in high school. So I was like, "Man, golf might be the route for me, my ticket to college." But I mean, when it all comes along with like making friends too. I made more friends that were on the football team because I didn't always start in Kansas. We moved there my sophomore year. It all came along with the friends too. Like my friends all play football, and they're like, "Josh, come on, man, just come try it." But you know, I was that young guy that's never lifted, never done this, never done that. I was in the weight room, you know, just trying to figure everything out. And then once it clicked, you know, it was kind of the rest is history. And I think I made a big decision in my life when I was a junior in high school and said, "Hey, man, you might need to play football instead of golf." So, but yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy journey. Golf. I still love golf. I play it whenever I can, but I'm built like a football player. I got football in my DNA. So that's kind of just all pushed me to this corner where I'm at right now.
And Josh, when you think about the potential and the future of this Louisiana Monroe football team, a lot of talent there, including yourself. If you have to take one freshman or sophomore who hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon, who would you choose?
We have a really good cornerback. His name is Josh Newton. I think really highly of him. He's got unbelievable work ethic. He's a cornerback, like I said. I think he's going to be a sophomore. He redshirted. He's going to be a redshirt sophomore. I think he's a great player on the defensive side. He's going to replace Corey Strotter. I don't know. You probably know him. He's one of our other really good cornerbacks. But off the top of my head, I'd have to look in the locker room again. That's bad on my part. But I think Josh Newton, the first one that comes to mind.
No, definitely a tremendous amount of talent. And with that at the Division I level, playing golf, not playing fully football your 4 years in high school, get there, redshirt. then was there, do you have a memory early on from whether it be one of your first practices, first games where you're like, all right, these are legit D1 players. This isn't high school anymore.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Cause we make that joke now. I'm 5 years into this thing and the freshman tight ends that come in now, you know, they're not taking as many reps as me and my partner, Tyler Lamb. He's the same age as me. So we came in together, but we make the joke that these guys aren't taking near as many reps as we were our freshman year because they kind of threw us in because they recruited us heavily and wanted us to play year one, you know. But the main thing, what you're asking was inside run periods at practice. That was the biggest eye-opener in college. And I was like, I was a 215-pounder trying to block 290-pounders. And I was like, oh, man, I need to rethink this strategy, you know. But, yeah, that was a good question. That was definitely the biggest eye-opener for me.
And Josh, one of the most important things, having a strong brotherhood and strong relationship with the other players on this football team, especially on the offense, are there certain activities that you'd like to do outside of football with your teammates, like play Madden or NBA 2K?
Yeah, we're a little different down south. A couple of us have boats and we like to go fishing, if you can believe that. We like to get outside of practice and outside of games and meetings and all that stuff. We'll hop in the boat and we'll go down to the bayou and we'll fish and we'll hang out and do a whole lot of, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, fishing, that's our main hobby right now. We're hooked on fishing right now.
And with doing things of that nature on the outside, it seems somewhat minuscule, but how do you think doing things with your teammates, whether it be fishing or other activities, translates to success on the field?
Oh, I think it's very important. You know, I think just building a relationship with whatever, you know, with whatever you do, going out to eat, you know, like you said, play at Madden. I think just building that bond and, you know, that friendship, and then that carries over onto the field. You know, you're comfortable with each other on the field, you know, your buddy throws you the ball or you catch the ball from your buddy. And it's just, you know, our quarterback now is one of my friends I like to go fishing with most. And, you know, it's just those little things, like you're in the boat, you're hanging out and he's like, hey man, throw me the ball at practice. You know, it's joking, but it's when you get on the field, it's like, oh, he threw me the ball. I mean, we're thinking about it. I mean, it's just little things like that. But yeah, building that relationship with whatever you do, from how small it is or how big it is, I think that's super important.
And Josh, obviously the angle for you is to make it to the NFL. Have you thought about senior year and end of senior year, possibly playing in the Senior Bowl? And is that a goal of yours?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I've got that on my mind, you know, having a good year and having an invite out to that. And I think with this whole internship thing I was doing, that's like, obviously all the bowls are very important. They'll look at all the guys that go into them, but the Senior Bowl is a really good one to be in. And that's one of my goals. So yes, sir, that's in my sights and hopefully I can get there after next season.
With yourself, Josh, looking back on things, what's a typical game day like for you, and what's it like playing at Malone Stadium?
You know, I kind of like it. We don't stay in a team hotel, so I get to stay at home. And then usually when I have family in town, I'll be with them Friday night after meetings, and then wake up Saturday. And we've always just had this ritual. Me and my roommate, we're in the room, and we'll have the sound bar playing with the music going, you know, we'll kind of get locked in, you know, kind of loose and comfortable. And then we make our way to the stadium and you can see the grills going, you can see everybody tailgating, and it's like, all right, it's game day. You know, everybody's here to see the Warhawks. And, you know, once the Warhawk walk, we do the Warhawk walk, right? Just like a lot of teams do. So we'll walk through our tailgate area. And then once we get on the field, to end the day, you know, it's like, let's go, let's pad up, let's play whoever we got to, you know. That's kind of how I get locked in at that point.
And Josh, in your opinion, what does the Louisiana Monroe football team have to do next season to win the Sun Belt?
Next season, we new quarterback, so he's gonna have his work cut out for him. He's gonna take over the role that Caleb Evans had. Caleb did a great job, so this kid, you know, he's got a little bit of pressure on him. Colby Suits is his name. So if Colby gets it going, we got three new O-linemen. We have two O-linemen coming back, but we have three new ones that are going to be fresh starters. But if we get the O-line and QB going on offense, that'll be a big key. And I think we'll be just as good as we've been on offense the last couple of years. And then at defense, you know, defense, I mean, they've kind of been our not, you know, offense has been stronger at ULM. So if defense gets it, you know, gets it going, we got some good defensive players coming back next year. And if they get it rolling, man, we'll be a hard team to beat.
Josh, for players, obviously teams, as you know, being that you interned for it, scouts, GMs, they're going to have all the tape they need on yourself. What a huge aspect of things is character, mentality. What teams are really getting in yourself in the locker room and off the field? What would you want them to know about who they're going to be getting in yourself?
Well, that's one of the things I've been thinking about, you know, because they take that stuff so serious. But honestly, character, personality, I mean, those are kind of the things they look at, you know. What kind of kid are they going to get coming out of college? The maturity level, I mean, I like to think I got all these things on my side. Along with, you know, on the football side, I got athleticism going for me, size. But, I mean, like I said, just hopefully they can look at me and tell that I'm a good kid. And I love football. I know football, you know, because I grew up in it and it's in my DNA, you know. But, yeah, you know, just personality, character, and just know that I'll respect them as much as they respect me. But yeah, that's a good question.
And Josh, a hypothetical question: if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
That's a good one. I've been following closely George Kittle. That's kind of who I'm trying to model my game after. He had a great year last year, obviously, and George Kittle will be my answer because he's just, you know how he is. He's just crazy for football, and when he gets on the field, he just has that mindset that nobody can tackle him or nobody can bring him down, you know. So I think I'll go with George Kittle on that one.
George isn't a bad answer to have, probably the best tight end in the NFL. With football, next goal. But do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I've thought a lot about coaching. That's kind of why I did the whole internship thing, to figure out if that is a path I wanted to take. I honestly want to start out at the high school level. I kind of want to be a high school head coach. If that's an aspiration, I want to coach a high school team. You know, it's kind of like what my high school coach did for me. Give kids the opportunity to be in the best position to get to college or go to college. I kind of want to do that for some kid, you know, how my high school coach did for me.
And Josh, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I would say play every sport. I would say don't get focused on that one sport that you think you're going to go to school for, you know. Play everything you can, because for me, golf, you know, it's not taken away forever. I can still play outside of competitive, you know. I can still play whenever I want, but it's one of that high school golf atmosphere. I'll never get that back, you know. And for any baseball player or basketball players out there, or track, I mean, just do it all, you know, because one day you're gonna look back and say, man, I wish I could have done that or did this. So don't have any regrets on not playing that sport that you wanted to, you know. So
that was Josh Peterson. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck next season.
Thank you so much.